Showed you Clanny Gale as Bavaliam Corfalkmoor Eriolu. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
This programme is called Clanny Gale, in which you'll hear something of a Hilg, the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bainachan Dhuish, we'll be looking at the observances associated with the Eastertide in this edition of Clanny Gale. Well, rather, we'll have an overview of what is a movable feast of the church, and then we'll look at the observances mainly of Jehane Yecheish, Good Friday, though we finish off with some thoughts of the whole season that may surprise you. To Skilier Eliahine, Lurish Virginia Wolfichir Shaw, as Tien Mesich Segera Mess. Rish te beggin the skirin a tishin clash in the cajin. I thought about it, but decided against music for Easter specifically, apart from in one case, which we'll come to later. We'll start with the Norwegian-Scottish project Samling, with two songs, Gjulachan and Gakkori. Tashu geishjach rish radio vanning, stashu narashun, skeljena wash dulish, alion vanin.
Hopson, sir, Nicaragua.
The Norwegian and Scottish crossover exploration, Samling, who were here for the Kush a few years ago. As we'll be looking at the Christian festival which is known in English as Easter, the first thing to say is that that name is associated not with Christian, but with pagan tradition. However, there's only one reference for this, and that's in the writing of the Venerable Bede of the late 600s, early 700s, and he's associated with St. Peter's and with St. Paul's monasteries at Monk Wearmouth and Jarrow, in the area which is now called Tyne and Wear. The Venerable Bede said that the month in which Christians celebrated the resurrection of Jesus had been known as Eastermonath, the month of Easter, and that Easter was a goddess associated with the early spring. Easter in the Christian Church is not a fixed date, it's a movable feast, because it's based on the phases of the moon, so that shows it's a pagan tradition in origin. If not for that reckoning by pagan moon worship, the Christian Easter could be a set date and kept as a fixed feast each year, as with other church celebrations. Fa Miranda na cadla sy'r mes, as ish na lai ons cair liawr fo'n vilja ŵl. Fa'n liorec dwysym stiach sy'r fair, as fe gyn draw y ferec fos cawrach y mach yn re, ta'n tîr siod y ffyrniach fair jay cwyl yn y teil, as ondaw ta geir yn y hynin yn cortadnys. Mor dy bech cadle jitor i carteg y fyr sian. Ren na opelen y mer, a hailsiach glas, a hailsiach jerg, as rhys ren a da hailsiach orange, chawds ren saillsiach y greinia, ba siil y nws trwyd na bilgin ŵl, dyn lina. Eish, tre ren na flan seidia, ren na gŵn gorm jergec ribla, gwrs ble cionlt rhystalc, ren stilc y fair snoggol, as henc of holiach yn fen, na seidus y red sio as sien, cart erskin yn eddinec. Cair trai yn hws yn erskin y cion, fan y ŵlen crocha. Dol tajimach, fa ffairl bing mor dy bech gongen pras galtich, gol bwla dy mŵr, dy mireltiach as dy jowl. Last time we heard Meredydd Evans, known simply as Mered, counting goats. Now, following his death in 2015, Dewi Pws wrote the words and Heaven Ellis the music for, not a lament, but an affectionate song, Can Mered, performed here by Linda Griffiths and her daughters, Angharad, Gwenno and Mari.
Maeth gynnion yn dal ar yr awel Hyn a lawon o'r dyddiau bygynt Yn adseinio yn dawel rhwng bryniau dy gwm Fel si brydion ar adain y gwynt Sŵn y tonau sy'n mwytho y traethau Drwy niwloedd hyn oesoedd a fi Yn sibrwd ger hafau yr heli Pwy anger dy hyn o i ni Nos dam nawr ond y fori Ar dagrau gyd wedi ffoi Cawn grwydro hyn lwybrau'r dyfodol Law yn llaw at lwybrau ddoi Efalle cawn gwrdd yn afallon Harmoneiddio ger fflamau y tân A hireithi am hen ffordd i niwed o fyw A gwenu wrth gofio dy gan Nos dam nawr ond y fori A'r dagrau gyd wedi ffoi Cawn grwydro hyn lwybrau'r dyfodol Law yn llaw at lwybrau ddoe a'r llais mor eglur a ffyr. Y wyn fel canwyll o arian, mor swynol a golau y sir. Nos dam nawr, ond y fori a'r dagrau gyd wedi ffoi. Cawn grwydro hyn lwybrau'r dyfodol, law yn llaw at lwybrau ddoe. Nos dam nawr, ond y fori a'r dagrau gyd wedi ffoi. Cawn grwydro hyn lwybrau'r dyfodol, law yn llaw at lwybrau.
Angharad, Gwenno and Mari, the three sisters who make up the trio Sorella, and they're the daughters of Linda Griffiths, who we also heard there, and they were all here for the International Celtic Congress in 2016. Harawiach na pechin sa skoil, a lor de chler woody les unchore, as a ven insi cor staporu, as cor ochsandau, as udson goil toyach der a lor de chler woody rish. Och, hae a fyrl sio o sia, cier traen skin cion Miranda. Hae a master na bangan an ŵl, as bwla na gilia beg an dynia be, fa plug a smer sa chlai, trellis a gwe sa sgol. Hwg a ersyn, sgriba an o'r deg ag ern y jilg. Lwg sien, henc eim lwmacan, trai brautach, Ach as dynia, se sian farsal, dy jarw sgwrwyd aglach. Eish, rhan dwlyg yn syrdio wylio hwl, fe di yn rei gwrwys istyn bega na yn spe gorym, jai traen ys fyd ersgyn yn ŵr, cwrwyd y craw leis nôt smwniach dach trimsiach. Se yn organ sy chil, fe clai fer as hymnen ffyr llan ys no emsirach. Rennen sian flodd amach, as fe brist ons brenninen lloris sgiold osig yn sniachta fe getlach eg ŵd fywyd. Bol eniach na bol elia. We've seen that the English name for Easter is, ironically, from a pagan goddess. Let's look at the name for it now in the Celtic languages, but to do that, in fact, we have to turn first to the Hebrew, because the Christian Easter, with its pagan name, had its origins in the Judaic festival of Pesach, the Passover. Now this was the time when the Jews were held in captivity by the Egyptians. After the 9 pestilences with which the Lord their God smote their captors the Egyptians, the 10th pestilence was to be the angel of death, who would take the firstborn of all the houses. While making themselves ready for this event, the Jews marked the doorways of their houses with the blood of sacrificial lambs, so that the angel of death passed over their houses, but took the firstborn from all the Egyptian houses. The resulting time of lamentation and confusion gave the Jews the opportunity to escape from captivity and follow Moses and Aaron in the Exodus. Well, we heard Galician singer Pilocha last time, and later she sang with the band Mi Adoro. Well, here are Mi Adoro with some quiet and reflective music from Galicia. Thank you. Galician band Mi Adoro in reflective mood. As stasiun yn asiun Radio Fanning, siod yw Claire Nigail. Mish, Robert Cotin Carswell, Robert de Carslach Mutter.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
From the Judaic word, Pesach, the Passover, is derived the word Paschal, relating to the time of the Passover, but the Christian Paschaltide is associated with the time of the crucifixion and resurrection, Eastertide. The church's Paschal became, in the P-Celtic Brythonic languages, Pasch. In the Q-Celtic Goidelic languages, the initial P becomes a K sound, so in Irish and Scots Gaelic, it becomes Carska and Carsk. In Manx, it's Ancheish. There are a couple of occurrences in the Bible of the phrase Caish na Hunan, the Easter of the Jews, by which is meant the Passover, so it all becomes a bit circular there, really. Jehenyachesh, the Friday of Easter, is known to English speakers as Good Friday. Joseph Train, writing in 1845, says, Good Friday, which is observed as the anniversary of the crucifixion of our Saviour, is, in some instances, superstitiously regarded in the island. For Miranda na lai na cadla, jai traian as feed fau. Eish, erskine viljul as a vilja pear, dech hi try erskine Miranda, van a line a cadlus a geremes, va clig guller bula, nish as rish, de gromach, corfis der au lost a heinle guller cummels on shamren barter as gilje, as when sagert corsus buis gus niau. As erskine shen, les gister ni gear, ren fedjag oil a tour killach, chindev, by an ask as a yar. Chindev a gear. Erskin de chulu ni elia, ren a gear cronen. Erskin na kailjan, na linton, na crink. Milachan erskin Miranda, van a line a cadlus a gair a mess. Ren a gear scaber roi, gin sul. Gin tort, gin veg odach I a chumrael, dera, as I go red elia, henki the chit fainias rish. Milach and foi, ons remus chumur as cross nainja, chias Miranda sus the girach, as dilly erred, oh bimamach goil te. Well, here's the Mollag Band now, words by Chris Sheard, music by David Spears. Quite and done your quare.
Quite tend ye bob, of God, or care and regin. Quite tend them ye bob, his giver of the law. She man in act, do we edge in as a yes. Beg it was the tie and not new beg. She man in act, do we edge in as a yes. Beg it was the tie and not new beg.
A song reprised with extra lyrics in the Mollick Band's most recent album, but that was as they first recorded it, the song Quite and Dunya Quare. For Miranda, na cadla sir air a mess. Na fuddy na rawi na cadla, nod around the mail and eck, glacier a beggin. Mor the bechad grey. Tan cheer shaw the firniach fair jay coolin a tail. As on thou ta gairin a hininen. Cortatnus, cortatnus, cortatnus. As eish renny munga, as renny ligged and chorbeck, cor ulliu a trimidega a chrunia fórach, ta giri sus vismonian, da ma imarca a dream, mar da Biden's magulyag, da ma ven rain. Ega trey shaw van a pechin a lord de chlerhudi. Na, chani Miranda lesh, Fuddy de velmi malai ag bear einen, as na follin an skriach my skin. Na surge tad getlach hai chas hugga ven insi oxen den a pechen, as renny crankle Jimmy harish na denen der a rai a fool. Na stuna tad jin stiach savour, dirty rish. Joseph Train goes on to describe these superstitions. No iron of any kind must be put into the fire on that day, and even the tongs are laid aside, lest any person should unfortunately forget this custom and stir the fire with them. By way of a substitute, a stick of the rowan tree is used. To avoid also the necessity of hanging the griddle over the fire, lest the iron of it come in contact with a spark or flame, a large bannock or sodag is made with three corners and baked on the hearth. Well, this was evidently a form of the present-day bonnag, and Train describes it as having three corners, perhaps an allusion to the Trinity. Iron was avoided because of the iron nails used in the crucifixion, and iron wasn't to be allowed to come into contact with a vital spark on this day. Another food tradition relating to Jehania Cheish, Good Friday, was going down to the shore to gather, bake and eat flitters, or limpets. We heard Marie-Aline Lagadigue singing from the French tradition of Brittany last time. Here she sings in Breton about my little bird of the wood, Malabouzig Erhuad.
Malabouzig Erhuad, Mélène is you askel, Malabouzig Erhuad, Mélène is you askel. Mazis ken beb mintin var gwarnik ma mantel. Mazis ken beb mintin var gwarnik ma mantel. Ala var kastrauding gan on différence. Ala var kastrauding gan on différence. Mazi mes herbes la main, que merke don in temps. Mazi mes herbes la main, que merke don in temps. Car calon en in temps, azoglar nous de car calon en in temps, azoglar nous de. Kalon dausen ya wang, zoken joyeux sage. Kalon dausen ya wang, zoken joyeux sage. Dut ganing plagig ya wang, dut ganing dan bâtiment. Dut ganing plagig ya wang, dut ganing dan bâtiment. Hani vo bid vidik gan awer gan ar gan. Hani vo bid vidik gan awer gan ar gan. Gwelloc'h a rafe ding, im dolez barz ar mour. Gwelloc'h a rafe ding, nim dolez barz ar mour. Vid mont an Angleterre, da goloma inou. Vid mont an Angleterre, da goloma inou. Ur plar kole inou. Zo a tou malheureux, ur plar kole inou. Zo a tou malheureux. O fansira doué. Kola kai vertus, offensira doué, kola kai vertus.
Marie-Aline Lagadig from the Bro Bigouden, the Cap Caval area southwest of Quimper. More on those limpets now, the flitters. Dr. John Clegg says of Jehania Cheish Good Friday that flitters were eaten for breakfast on this day. Mona Douglas refers to a more rigorous tradition. A curious custom, she writes, was that of the flitter dancer. This was performed on Good Friday, when no other dance would be permitted, and is, I think, a ritual dance, survival of a very ancient Gaelic ceremony of propitiation or sacrifice to the powers of the sea. It also survived, perhaps still survives, in newest of the Hebrides, as recorded in that treasury of folklore, Carmina Gadelica, though there's no mention of a dance being performed there. Part of this old ritual does still survive in this island, in that many people still go to the nearest seashore on Good Friday to gather flitters, or limpets, and sometimes they cook and eat these at a picnic meal on the beach. But the whole business, 50 to 100 years ago, used to be quite elaborate. And Mona Douglas was writing this in the 1960s, so giving herself a wide range there from about 1860 through to 1910. As renne mer liagacha, as renne melen dune de meal, mar de bechi flode a woer. As eish tre henk eim a vestjalach skinnek, hiarni enel lesh yawnus erskin kajinus, nod rawi clashin bioas heen gillach mach by chinya garu wuds beel jurg, vine rie, vine a clig, vine dulligan kruljach gladden a kalen. De duchusach, we guller pusa trechlian organ the caras hymnen firchianus noemshirach, as tre ren the clig bula lug lost a heinlen a shame ren bachter. Renn a fair gromach eish as nish, curr is munion der awa tolower crow lish ingnan a chabil val yigahook. Ah, an eli ormach the few, renny osna, as we G&G der awa de chullion ye en hoil toyacht hanna glashacha, gillach mach, markiach, getlach magirtamoi, harry, hook uns kumma. Ta Mary Gyaran a Brasnach and Smunny. Steve Hunt was born here in the island, but for many years he's been living in Cornwall. He's been here from Cruniach with various bands from Cornwall, and this is his tune, Pisk P, from one of his recordings with Corn Crow. Thank you. Pisk Pea, a tune written and performed by Steve Hunt and friends on that recording by Corn Crow. Stasiun yn asiun ty radio fan ym siod yw Claire Nigel. Se Robert Cateen Carswell mis, Robert y Carslach myta.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Ta permen bochliach yn iolach. Tan y carden chyt nw swain y lintan. Tan marciach. As rhenny lorga y linia fy jintec na denia, na carden, na yinli, as y farciach, heres y tîr, Der we jin rawd ulju ernen immen ersul, megirt as herish, lorish bula a krihin. Milichen hus an air, hin de a gier. Ren fedjag air oil a tour chillach chisterni. As ren Miranda musta, as demi mach, oh, bimam mach oil te. Ve Miranda na cadla sich air a mess. Na rawi na cadla. Na rawi na cadla. Van gún gorm djörgek, sín a mach eðar de vilje úl. Fa kér biljan úl as fíd sig er a mes, as kjús djau lé ská, as fyr elja gæst de djirach, les brí sús a chjap ren skelja de ljén ons banglénan, as ren kumma bainan krún djörg na búi. Fa reymas de lúrek dach bilje úl. Van spare len fregertacht en a dulligan. Mona Douglas's description continues. A fire was made of maturachan, that's any old stuff that's been thrown up on the shore. A fire was made of maturachan gathered on the beach, and cakes of barley meal were made on the spot and baked in the hot ashes. They were mixed and moulded by hand, and seawater was used in the mixing. Neither knife nor griddle could be used, as the aran trai, the shorebread, had to be made without touching iron or steel. So, just as we heard in Joseph Train's account, no metal was to be used in the fire. Back to Mona Douglas, then. The flitters were also baked in the ashes, in their shells, and then everyone ate of them and the cakes and drank milk. After the meal, all food and drink remaining was carefully gathered up and cast into the tide with the words, Gaushaw as Banny Orin, take this and bless us. The fires were then raked out, and the flitter dancer performed. Now Dudley Kane was from Connemara, and was a fine singer of Shan Nos. It was when performing with Sean O'Riordan and Culturi Chulan that he became better known as Darach O'Chachoin. He emigrated to Leeds, but he made frequent trips home to sing Shan Nos, as he does here, Auron de Tra Bagne, the song of the White Strand.
Ach, I shall tarin jamin gwirantis banjer. Sneer a fair red bill of wachten ach, rafel megen. Gwes nwaid y byd ach agwm se, cyd ffarir ni ran mewn. Ach, ni siwyt o eisiau sgapi yw amysg yn y blaes ar y beg o bor. Yn y ffer y chwyniwch i cart y mae, ced y ffer i'r ffwr eisiau bos. Ach, mi roi'r ym y fan o'ch tlyb, segil i a bwynt o'n noed. Takais coin edir in wachtis manam hen nar hoel. Tan a fati fosn arianus tan a vann blan a bor. sin gan tír shagwin din na buirin uili gro mar gasir yuchum far dalram vach ven mughawal Segui mirin shibish khalini lara gwemin trawan Ni war men te khur kur laram na dur tildim fan nuqtan Vi teak mur fahadi gyal lagum gus falim taluan Ach nachum mulleishin galloche shehin tan naat.
Darach o Chachoin, the song of the White Strand, out on the Tra Bánya, so fairly appropriate for what we're looking at here. After the collecting and cooking and eating of the flitters on the shore, Mona Douglas goes on to describe what happened next. The fires were then raked out, and the flitter dancer performed over the ashes by everyone present, the dancers forming a chain of couples, which wound about in the shape of an S, dancing a curious stamping step, apparently intended to stamp out the embers completely. The air belonging to this dance strikes me as very ancient, probably the oldest of all our Manx tunes. And we'll hear that tune later on. Mona Douglas also mentions that apparently pagan offering to the sea, and back to the pagan goddess Ístre, giving her name to Easter and also to the hormone estrogen. So that tells us that this is a festival associated with female fertility and motherhood. However, for all that, William Wood gives the proverb, Ian hig er lein an cheish, chajinne mona grace. The lamb that will come at Eastertide will get no grace. Treven ghe shéja, va linyan a bangan an nyan vola, gol ye scare beggan, as esh chit the way jirach rish. Ren usha gwalti getlach the tesanach vai unulyan gusulyan elia. As ish kor limarach the haradach, hai treshlan ar ai gus uul yegit. Vain vola elia, ren sparu benalt beggan erskin affair. Va bri sus na bilgin na chumul shis lurish na glaishach than shaw. Van kleden reert en a chummelstjaag, lorish bolachen a gera mes. Rish milachen fo hollow, van grunje jingit kujach, vei ribble echte les erva jinu kreskel. As harish ullien a gera mes, van gorm glas skaltit les chimeg gorm jurg. Van gie chochle. Va dodden lie de oelen koutsoes gehoord, de rene dolle maag de woe selini. O, oh, bim am mag goil te, Jilly Miranda. As ren de oelen kroche schies, de girach herische wole rish. The band Oscori is from Euskadi, the Basque country that lies in the north of Spain. A family, father and son in the tavern, mother and daughter playing a game, complains of people stealing their land, and they've only got themselves to blame. But the son says that he's young, and the Basque land will rise again.
Aita semeak tabernan daude, aman labak jokoan. Aita semeak tabernan daude, aman labak jokoan. Rizikusi beharko dugu behigizena hauzoan Berriro ere ez da faltako trapu zaharrikakoan Aita semeak tabernan daude ama alabak jokoan Aita semeak tabernan daude ama alabak jokoan E eta lapurreko hostu dute guk gendukana etxean eta gu gaude erdi biluzik beti noren menpean aita semeak tabernan daude ama alabak jokoan aita semeak tabernan daude ama alabak jokoan geurea dugu erru guztia geurea dugu osoan ez inori ba errua bota euskal herria hiltzean aita semeak tabernan daude ama alabak jokoan aita semeak tabernan daude ama alabak jokoan baina gaztea naiz eta daukat etorkizuna eskuan etzaiku hilko euskal herrian ibizi naizen artean aita semeak tabernan daude ama alabak jokoan aita semeak tabernan daude ama alabak jokoan
Bass group Oskori and the song Aita Semeak. The name Oskori is Basque for red sunset, and at the time the song was written, Euskara, the Basque language, was forbidden in Franco-Spain. Tamigo Lindus de Valkyon na Chorhana Chindes Jane Skeel Yer Shen Lorish Virginia Woolf. Rish Tamil to Skeelan Ion J. Nyheed Vogels of Earl. As les periphrasis a gilg, va chindeus lina clair na gael. A chir cho va bunus untausend foglas de heeds of Earl Scrutek Virginia Woolf, ach, te gin non sach deniach na vel famer quis periphrasis cor a gilg ar a Earl Scrutek. Chesemus grein feach, te gin de vel shen mote. Thomas Moore of Port Erin told Cyril Payton that his grandfather wouldn't allow his household to go away from home on Lyach Heist, Easter Day, for fear of accidents. It was an unlucky day. Dr. John Clegg confirms Wood's proverb that we heard by saying that chickens coming out of the eggs at Easter were thought not to be lucky. And he notes too that the Manx farmers take a pessimistic view of Heist, the Eastertide. So there's an ambivalence about Heist, the observance of Eastertide here in the island. Ach, nish tashna jitkus geran Clare Shaw. We finish with a version of the tune for Flitter Dancer, the Flitter Dance, heard by Mona Douglas from John Kelly, the fisherman of Baldrine, and also from Mrs. Shimon of Foxhall. It's played for us by Mac Tullach Vanin, who then go into Cum and Shan on Rache, keep the owl petticoat warm. Ach, Marva Migre, Shen Corleshin Gus Jera, Nirusho J. Clare Nigale. So now this is Robert Kajin Carswell, Robert Akarslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a creer you will you, as orts early, as my yearian shared you.